הנה הקדוש ברוך הוא בורא העולם בכדי שיגע לטובי לנבראים כנוידה. אז רבן שלם created the world in order to kick them. ידי שיגע לטובי לנבראים. שמגע לטויב. מגע לטויב to the נבראים. That's why it's called the Oyer and Soif. The Oyer and Soif. The Oyer, Oyer is always chesed. Right? First day was chesed, that was Yihiyar. So Rabbi Shalom created the world to be Megale the Tuva. Nimtza Misha Kadosh Baruch Mashpi Lei Rav Toiv. So the person Rabbi Shalom is Mashpia, all the whole Shefa. Loi Roi Lahasig Alekusa B'yosa. So the more Shefa, the more a person's Masig Alekus. Shari HaToiv Shirotza Legales Lenivroim Shefa Zu. Nishpa Loi. The Toiv that Rabbi Shalom wants to be Megale was Nishpa to him. So he should see Rabbi Shalom more. V'zu Kavanas Abriya Miteva Toiv Lehitiv. V'hatoiv hu chiyos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chiyos means the tainug. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be lehitiv. So therefore, l'chayres, the more shefa, the wealthier a person becomes, yeah, pashut language, the wealthier a person becomes, the more the tzaddik should become. Because the more the Baruch Shalom is mashpia, and in the hashpa is ritzoyno, the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehitiv. So the more is the rotzen is tainug. Alright, so the more l'chayres, the more the person gets a shefa, the more he should be masig HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chiyus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the more lebedik he should become in his dveikus to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'hinei neinu rois b'chinas hepech zeh. Right, through Ashiras people leave Hashem. Shaladei ha'oini yosem is karev l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Oini is a tzimtzum, it's faket. It's a tzimtzum of shefa, which is against the ratzon ha'boyer. So how can it be that against the ratzon ha'boyer that brings a person closer, and the tainug of Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'ashpia tends to be marachik a person. A person wants to teach a certain haskalah to his friend, another certain seichel. If the Talmud is a ba seichel, he doesn't need to use so many levushim tzimtzumim. Hachmisha seichel koton. Him lo yalbishu advarim, lo yovin haseichel agadol. So therefore, what does he do? Hare the Rav wants to teach him. So the chaim astirim umalbishim kafish yurim. He's master it tzimtzumim and shiuchel lahovin or lekabel advarim. כמו כן הדוב הזה. בוודאי לידי רב טוב שוכיס הקדוש ברוך הוא רואי להסיק ולכוסי קומה. In other words, בוודאי, רבוין שלוינם, על ידי רב טובה, which is the chiyas of הקדוש ברוך הוא, the rotzen to be משפיע and to hativ, and to be mativ, avada and avada, through this רב טוב, it's רואי להסיק ולכוסי ברוך הוא. אך אי אפשר לקבל זה מפני שהשכל קוטן, המן ששכל is קוטן, ואי אפשר להוב אין טוב את הקדוש ברוך הוא בלי לבושם, it's impossible to be masik, to understand the Toiv is HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'li levushim sh'aradei HaToiv yashuv l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, when a person is mashpia oisha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia oisha to a person, when a person is mashpia oisha to, when Bein Shalom is mashpia oisha to a person, so then a person's got, every yid's got a seichel cotton, I mean kilo a person, a boss of a dom mo eno ishkis iskaren, it's a seichel cotton. So made it, therefore, so maybe therefore a person won't be able to be massacred properly. We'll explain sooner. How that they are oini, af mishesich lekotem bnei dechikas oini shovel Hashem. Als oini that causes a person to come back to Hashem. Ve'ilu hayalei soch scha gadol hayali yada atayv mevin yosa seichel gadol. So if it have a bigger seichel, then avad Rabban Shalom could be massacred, send him down more etzim tuvay. Because a person's seichel yachasi is seichel cotton, so maybe therefore Hakadosh Baruch Hu sends Rav Tuvoy, Seichel Mabim to Makabel Rav Tuvoy. I'll explain in a second, cause him to go deviate. So therefore, one thing that everybody understands is oini, is when a person needs something. And then everybody understands that you call out to a koyach that's higher. But when Baruch Shalom is mashpia so much Rav Shefa, and that brings a person closer to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for that you need a Seichel HaGadol. And people haven't got Seichel HaGadol. So maybe therefore, Baruch Shalom has to Seichel HaKotten. But about the oini is only what? Rabbi Shalom sends the oini in order that a person should be pointed to the Rabbi Shalom. And when a person's pointed to the Rabbi Shalom, so then he's opening, like he explains, there's a bekiah. Then he opens the he's making an opening, and then the Rabbi Shalom could be mashpia. So the oini or the yisurim, whatever it is only in order that a person should be pointed to make a pesach, and kachal Rabbi Shalom will be mashpia the shefa. It's a very, very important akuda, so speak it out. the whole Indian of Hakara Satoiv. What's the whole Indian of Hakara Satoiv? Why is it called Hakara Satoiv? It's Hakara, it's a recognition. It's like Mashma that you need to recognize the Toiv. Somebody gives you a Maton, you need to recognize the Toiv. You need to recognize it. It's Nelam. Somebody gives you a present, it's Nelam. You need to recognize it. What's the Godel Indian of Hakara Satoiv? Recognizing the Toiv. Well, it's Pshat. Somebody who's not makir toiv, is a kilo, is use a lotion of kofi toiv, koifa ba toivosa shul mokam, koifa, kfira. What's the whole sod over here? So it sounds like that it's about something that's very difficult. You need a sakara, and if you don't have a sakara, then it's the extra zach in the belt. It's like a koifa. What's the oimik? Oimik is a very big oimik over there, you know, across the toiv. Toiv is a rabbin shalom wants to be mashpia. And we find that whenever the rabbin shalom wants to be mashpia, so he's mashpia. And then Thakur Pasuk in this week's parasha, Vayishman Yeshurun, Vayivot, Vayishman Yeshurun. Klal Yisrael gets shomein fat from Ashpa, then Vayivot causes them to be boyet in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the more shefa the Rabban Shalom sending, the more a person tends to be boyet in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So Pachad Gazach should be pun faket. All the kikulim come from a pagam in the middle of Toiv. So the sod in of Hakaras HaToiv is to realize that every shefa, to realize that every shefa the Rabban Shalom is sending, in that shefa lies the merdeka tainug, and the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mashpia. And that's why there's such a big, in other words, a person gets a hashpa, it's a gevaltig azach. You've got the whole chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole tainug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that hashpa. So maybe it's such a person gets to such tainuk that the sitra acha falektzach, the sitra acha covers it all and makes a person feel vayishman yishurim vayivot. That's the sod of the, who's the sod of this clipper? The sod of this clipper is Esau. Esau, the first thing we have between Yaakov and Eshkol, first transaction, the first shakel atari between Yaakov and Esau that's written in the Torah is Vayivas Esau is a b'chayr. Yeah, Yaakov meaning got the b'chayr, Vayivas is a b'chayr. What's the sod? Vayivas is a b'chayr. B'chayr is bikurim. What's the sod of bikurim? Karas atayv. It's written in the Sfarim. Rashi brings down in Pashas Kisava. The first thing, b'chayr bikurim. First thing is the first nesina that you got, the first shefa, the first tuv. Toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you got, so that's all the Indian of HaKaras HaToiv. Bechor is the Indian of HaKaras HaToiv. Where's the Mokom of HaKaras HaToiv? In a place, where's the Mokom of HaKaras HaToiv? In a place which is called Ahor HaToiv. Ahor HaToiv Azev Alvonin. It's Migdash is the Mokom of where you can be Makkah the Tuvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the Hashpahs are coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Helig of Migdash. Who was supposed to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash before the Levim? B'chayim, Chetei Egel, B'chayim. Why B'chayim? Because the B'chayim, the definition of B'chayim is Hakaras HaToiv. Like it is by Bikurim Mamish. You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and you say Agan Tzazach, and Agan Tzazach, and look at the Arav Shemesh, Arami Yevid Ovi. He goes through the whole thing that Al Lavan tried to make Yaakov not to be a Makir Toiv. In other words, everything he's trying to do doesn't go. To really, he tried to be oike the whole inin of Hakaras HaToiv. Look at the Mara 9 on Arami Avidovi. Mara Shemesh. And he says the whole mahalach there, the whole arichas there is an arichas about Lovin was trying to be oike the inin of Hakaras HaToiv. Esav says Yeshli Rav. Yaakov says Yeshli Kol. Everything I need. V'nosani lechem lecha. V'nosani beged ilboish. Everything you're giving me, the big little bit, she realizes that everything's coming me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Esav is Mevazah Bechayra. Esav being Mevazah, the Indian of Bizi Bechayra, is an Indian of Bizi of HaKadosh HaToiv. That's why Bechayra Behema, take the Bissam English, Bechayra Petarechem, everything has to do with a Bechayra of a person, it goes to the coin, Pidin Aben, everything has to go because the Bissam English is a Mokim of Ahor HaToiv HaZel Balavana. That's why in Yom Tov you have to go to the Beis HaMikdash to be El Regel. Because Yom Tov Rachmi and Chaleinu Yom Shekulei Toiv. Yom Shekulei Toiv means a day where there's Hakaras HaToiv. that they were makir the tuvei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the course. When you go to the Bais HaMikdash, you makir the tuvei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole nusach that he says when he brings bikurim, that's the whole meaning of bachar, that's the whole meaning of coming to the Bais HaMikdash. Bais HaMikdash was Yomakir, the toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Esav is Vayivas is HaBachar. And the sod of that is that Esav is the bechina of he got Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh was given to him. Olam Hazeh for Yaakov, Olam Hazeh for him. So Pshat is he's toifus, that everything he gets in Olam Hazeh is him. It's not he's koifer on anything beyond Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is his. So Meila Shemaim Shemaim Hashem Varas Nasim Nimnei Adam. So Esav translates that Kipshutoi. So what the Malachim get from the Rabbi Nishloilam, Havad they have to be Makitoi. But down here, Varas Nasim Nimnei Adam. Here it's Adam's zone. So there's no Akaras Atoi. That's the Sod. Ayibaz Esav Sod Bechayor. He's Mavaz Bechayor, Mavaz Bikurim, Mavaz the whole Indian of Gilui of Akaras Atoi. Therefore, right at the end of Kiseitze, before the mitzvah of Kisava, before the mitzvah of Bikurim, what's the last few psukim in Pashas Kiseitze? Pashas Bamalik, Zachis Hashos Lach Amalik, Baderech Hatzeis Chamitzrayim. Straight from Achia Timcha Zeich Amalik, B'tachas Hashmaim Loi Tishkoch, that's the last words of Kiseitze. Next words, Hoya Kisava, Pashas, Hoya Kisava, Loras Asher Hashem Lekech Anoisimach. In other words, Yimoich Amalik, he would start having Akaras HaToiv. Takapti Makid HaToiv. You have to be makir the toiv. If you're not makir the toiv, then it's avodah zarah. That's a big thought. The whole chet ha'egel came why? Moshe Rabbeinu told him, what was the whole chet ha'egel? First pasuk in Devarim. V'di zav. What's v'di zav? She roiv zav shehayu lehem. She nemar chesed v'beisi lav zav asu le'egel. Moshe Rabbeinu says, much learn. If you mashpia like that, we don't have the godless aseichel. We're living in the Esav around, and therefore you can only see HaKadosh Baruch Hu first if there's oini. And suddenly, and Klal Yisrael got upset in one go as such a ribui shefa. So the ribui shefa causes vayishma and yishun vayivot. That's what the Helga Sfasema says, that when did Amalek come to wage war with Klal Yisrael? And then the Parshas B'Shalach. Where is Sodom? Parshas B'Shalach. Then the Parshas B'Shalach. Is Vayob Amalek Vayilochem Yisrael Berfidim. So Hashemah says that because they came just before Kabbalah Zatoyah, that's why there was an eagle late. The whole reason why we made the eagle is only because Amalek came and he pulled us his Zuhama. So Hashemah says, without Amalek, without that Melchom, if there wouldn't have been that Melchom before Kabbalah Zatoyah, there could have never been an eagle. That's what Hashemah says. Which will come to what we're saying is Heinei Nadvon. The eagle was made because of the Dizav. Because Kesev was off for the Biza Sayam, and the Rechush Godl, that caused the Egel. How did that cause the Egel? It's supposed to get you closer the more Ashpoy you got. The Teretz says, that's why Amalek came Lehilachim, and made it. Therefore, that's why they made the Egel afterwards. Sod of the Egel is Shvius Aluchas. Shvius Aluchas was the Bechina Luchas Rishonos of Torah Shebiksav. That's the beginning of Torah Shebiksav. And Luchos is Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav was a Mordeka Or that came down a Rivoy. It came down without Tzumtzumim. By Mamet HaSinai, the Oyrus came down. That's not Mahalach. We haven't got the Seichel for that. So it has to be a Luchos Shnius. Luchos Shnius is the Sod of Torah Shebal Peh. The Sod of Torah Shebal Peh is the Sod of Yagata, only then Matzasa. Sod of Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebal Peh, the Sod of Torah, definition of Torah Shebal Peh, it's the Torah of Akaras HaToiv. It's the Torah of Akaras HaToiv. It's the Torah that's Megala that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Shebiksav, Luchos Rishonos, that caused the Bechinas, that caused the Vayishma Nishon, that was an aura that came down without Tzimtzumim. We haven't got, there's no Seichel HaGadol for that. So therefore there's the Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh works al Yidei Yagata. In other words, Yagata means that Tzimtzumim, it's Kashus, the whole Torah Shebal Peh comes up. Pederech Sheila Tshuva, Kashis, there's Kashis, there's a Hester, there's Tzintzumim, Seichel Kotten, Oini, Anius and Torah, Anius and Torah. Hizaru Bevnei Aniyim, Shemehem Teitz HaTorah, says the Gemara. First has to be a Tzimtzum. After Yagata, then you makir that Matzosim. Then you makir that it's not you. You makir it's a Metziah, somebody else sent it to you. That's the Sod of Yagata or Matzosim. Then you have Emunah, Tam. Sod of Emunah. That's the whole Sod of Torah Shebal Peh. So how does Torah Shabbat Peh start off? Maseches Brachos. Maseches Brachos is the Masechta of Hakaras HaTov. Birchas HaNeinim. Shemayim Shemayim Hashem Oretz L'Adam. Ayin Hashem Oretz L'Layim. So what's the answer? The answer is that only when you're makid that it all came from Hashem, when you make a bracha, then you can eat it. So what's the whole Maseches Brachos? Hakaras HaTov. It's Hakaras HaTov. Whole Maseches Brachos is Hakaras HaTov. So right at the beginning, the first daf of Maseches Brachos is the whole story of David HaMelech. He knocked on his door. Am Chisrael Tzrichim Panosel. Oini. Am Chisrael Tzrichim Panosel. Oh, I'm going to ask the Urim Atumim, I'm going to the Geschäft. That's Maseches Brachos. We haven't got Panosel. Oini. That's the sod of Torah Shebal Peh. Sod of Torah Shebal Peh is Hakorah to be makir the toiv, to be makir that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Torah Shebal Peh starts with brachas. That's why it starts with Birchas Hanenin. Birchas Hanenin is pshat when you have Hakorah to toiv that the apple came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from you, then you can eat the apple. I'm just saying sod is Bikurim. All the Farshim, what's Bikurim? Makir that comes from Bo'en Shalom. Every bracha is a bechin of Bikurim. Bracha, that's make a bracha. That's why when we mechay that we learned. And when Esav Vayive, Haliteni Nom in Odom Azeh, Gegesen on a bracha. And Nish gebenched. There's no brachas. Because there's no Esav is there's no brachas. Because if there's no bracha, there's no Vayive, it's a bechayra. If you mevazel a bechayra, at that suda, you don't make brachas. It's the same bechinah. No akaras atoyv. Shmaim oritz nasa nivnei adam. Maseches brachos is not kiyus. That's why you have the chet ha'egel. The gemara and the chet ha'egel is the maseches brachos. Because we got the moridik atoyv, but we want makid atoyv. Because the maseches brachos is to be makid atoyv that you get. That's a tikkun for the chet ha'egel. For the whole lagat of the gemara is the chet ha'egel. It's takim maseches brachos. So that's the sot. So made it therefore, that's the whole sot of Purim. That's why Purim and Makabal Torah Shebal Peh. What does it say at the beginning of Megillah Esther? B'yom Hashvi, Ketoiv Lev HaMelech B'yayin. Ketoiv, what's the whole Suda, Nashiris, all the Psukim, the whole Ashiris of Achashverish. The Pasuk says, Ketoiv Lev HaMelech. The Maral says that in the spiritual Megillah Esther, why is it Ketoiv Lev HaMelech B'yayin? What's the meaning of Ketoiv Lev HaMelech? It's the meaning of Ketoiv Lev HaMelech. The union of Ketoiv Lev HaMelech is it's not a real toiv. It's Ketoiv Lev HaMelech. It's a false toiv. In other words, the whole suda of Achashverosh was the base of English was the Mokam of Akoras HaToiv. Achashverosh stopped building the base. They didn't stop building the base of English because all the ribui, the shefa is not yours. You have to be maki that it comes from Akoras HaToiv, comes from Rabbein Shalom. So he stopped the building the base of English and instead he made a ganze suda, and that's Ketoiv Lev HaMelech. It's a false toiv. It's a kofi toiv. It's a ketoiv lev hamelech b'yayin. And made him nishenen in sedosan shel achashverosh. That's the b'chinas avodah zarah. That made the eagle. Nishenen in sedosan shel achashverosh. Two shittas there in Megillah. One shitta is b'nei shishtachavu letzelem. Other shitta is b'nei shenen in sedosan shel achashverosh. Nishta zahivayit, there was two reasons. Nishenen from a ketoiv. Nishenen from a ketoiv. So you know, that's that. The whole vote is to show that, like Esau says, yesh li rav. Har b'yoysi, Rashi says there, v'yishlach. Har b'yoysi mimah shani tzorech. Achshver was Achshverish saying, "Yesh li, you know, like Harbe Yosi, Mash Ani Tzorich, no Akaras Toiv Michlal, Alz Kim from the Mensch, Kofi Toiva where it comes from, Yod Makor Kilu Chas V'Shalom, and that was Mepnishenen, and Sudas Shlachshverish was a Suda of Ketoiv, Moedik Azach. So maybe that was the Kilu, maybe therefore Kimu Makiblu goes on Torah Shabbal Peh, the Medrash Tanchum says in Parshas Noach, if you come on Torah Shabbal Peh, then you masak in the Ketoiv." Because whole Torah Shabbat Peh is Yagati Umutzosi. Shas Matan Torah, Medrash Tanchumah is a Peldik Azach. Pashas Noyach. It's a whole long Medrash Tanchumah. Shas Kamalos Torah, they didn't want the Torah Shabbat Peh. That we kofel him haki gigas and Torah Shabbat Peh. Because Torah Shabbat Peh is Yigia and Amela and Dos and Yens. Pachadika thing to think of Klal Yisrael. They didn't want any Yigia and they didn't want any Amela. They didn't Bahar Sinai. They didn't want Torah Shabbat Peh because it's Yigia and Amela. That's the thought. Purim, they want a high madriga than the Helig Adar Dea. The vote is that Mamad Asinai at Nerchush Godel, they were in a mode where the bunch of Lenin was Mashpia, Sheferav, Dizov. They were living in a matzav of Dizov. Achrich and Yetzim, Nerchush Godel, Bizas Hayom, and Torish Viksav, everything was being pulled to them. Everything was brought to them. They weren't in that Marechet Bechlal of Oini over there. So, maybe therefore, that was the Medarga Torish Viksav. Hoba Purim and Shnei Nesos and Shachar Shveir, they realize that you've got to be Makeh Toiv. You've got to be Makeh Toiv. And if Rabbi Shlomo bought Mordi Ga'oni on them, a whole Gezer, Laharag, Lahashmid, Labed, and then after that they realize that everything that we get, Chaim, everything that we get, is from the Rabbi Shalom. And what's that tikkun? The tikkun is Kimu Makiblu, the Makabal Ter Shabal Peh. Not already the Makabal Yagati and Matsasi. If it comes from the Rabbein Shalom, the way the Hele Gemara Naim is saying, to see where it's from the Rabbein Shalom is the Oini, through the Oini. And then you point it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hele Gechazanish, it's once in a Toysus, for I don't know, Abed Zorah, for I don't know how long, he went into the winkle, went to the corner, so I was gebeten and cried to Rabbein Shalom, Tefillah La'oni, and then that's how you got Pshat. Yagati U'matsasi, and that's what they realize about Purim. And after they realized that, the Makabal Torah Shabbat Peh is mamish soon after that. There was a binyan Beis Hamikdash, because the Beis Hamikdash is the Hahora Toiv. That's the mokum where you make Toiv. The mokum that you make Toiv, that's the Beis Hamikdash. So when they learned, when they turned the Katoiv into Toiv, the Makabal Lehele Gatoirah, Kilekach Toiv Nasati Lachem, when we realize it's a Nasati Lachem, even when we're working hard, it's mamish the same word. It's a Matana. But you only appreciate that it's a matana if you work for it. Lekach is something you've got to pay for, you've got to work for it to get the money to buy it. So Baruch Shalom says that's how you do it. And then you'll realize if you make it into a lekach, that you may again it, and you realize it's not something that comes straight away, you need tefillah. If you make it into a kilekach, and therefore once it's a lekach, you make it toiv. Because once you have to buy it, you have to save up, and then you appreciate it. Then nosati lach. Then I'll give it to you as a matana. You make it into a lekach. Matsasi, then eventually sends it as a mitzvah, sends it as a matana. When you realize that, then you can build a second Beis Hamikdash. Because the Beis Hamikdash, like we said before, is a Ora Toiv, that's the Mokum of Akaras HaToiv, that's the Mokum of Bechira, and that's the Mokum of Bikurim, and that's the Mokum of Akaras HaToiv. Meila before Karbonis in the morning, what do we say? We say, Bechas HaShacha, Shkoyach, you woke me up, Rabbein Shalom, Shkoyach, Matasurim, Shkoyach, Pekechivim, Shkoyach, Malbish Arumim, Shkoyach, Reikarot, Shkoyach, Sheikhim, Tzadigove, all the Shkoyachs, and then you can go into the Beis Hamikdash, then you can start Karbonis. The Hachana for going to the Beis Hamikdash is realizing that everything comes from Rabbein Shalom. That's the Hachana of coming into the Beis Hamikdash. Hakoras HaToiv, then you can go to the Har HaToiv. That's the Sod of Hakoras HaToiv, the Sod of the Beis Hamikdash. So Achashverosh, in between the first and the second Beis Hamikdash, he took them away from the first Beis Hamikdash, and made they could have, if you don't have a Hara Toiv, then you could be Nena from a Ketoiv Lev HaMelech. Once they were Mekabel, Torah Shabbat Peh, Yogati, Umatzasi, once they were Mekabel, the Yegia, and the Oini Shabbatoira, it doesn't come so quickly. So Meila then it was time, then they realized that everything comes from Rabbein Shalom, and then there's taka time to build a second Beis Hamikdash. So that's the sod of what he's saying. Avada Rabbein Shalom wants to be Mashpia Kol Tuv. Kol Zman there's an Esav around, Mashpia Kol Tuv is Vayishman Yishur Mayivot. We haven't got the seichel to realize that the more shefa, the more we have to turn to Hashem. It works fakir with Esav around. So maybe therefore the Rebbeinu Shalom brings us down to Oini, and then we're pointed to him, and then you appreciate it. It's like all that's known, they're all children who are very spoiled, and they've got everything they wanted. They were the least Mekayim Kibud Av Ve'Em when they grew up. Least Mekayim Kibud Av Ve'Em. A parent who's a healthy Mechanach doesn't give his child everything, doesn't chas v'shalom deprive. It doesn't, but the sort of chinuch is, don't give them everything. Let them realize that medaf arben fazach, either going to think you're nasty, no, they're going to appreciate you. Because then they're going to appreciate. Bodukum anusa. Mamish bodukum anusa. Child's got a seichel cotton, so if you get, the more you give him, the more he'll be boyed. As he grows up, the seichel gadol, when he's when he's older and he appreciates it, then you can start giving him the matanos gedolos. But when he has to work, kafi the seichel of the child.
How do we balance that with whatever? A lot of times, has like trying to make children feel like they're deprived. Yeah.
So if it depends where you live. If you're living in Lawrence, and you don't buy your child 5 bikes a year, so then you're depriving. Taka depriving a child.
Like I said, spoiled.
It's not considered spoiled, because deprived, you mustn't don't live there. But if you're living in a place, your child mustn't get less than anybody else in the place.
Mm-hmm.
doesn't have to get more. You mustn't get less than everything else. If you're living in Sanhedrin Mechevet, so you know the neighbor's got a bike, so your Chabot also wants a bike. It doesn't have to have any. In other words, if a person can afford it more, he wants to have help his child a bit more, so then you give your child a bit more. You know, you tell him you learn a Perek Mishnayos Baal Peh, then you get this and this. It's not Hefka. Not Hefka that he can ask what he wants. And a child, like you're saying, a little das appreciates things, even if small things. A little das appreciates small things. You don't have to give big things. And the older the child grows, the more he understands, the more you can be lucky. So that's what the Rosh Hashanah says, Dafka through Oini. That was the whole vort of the mon. Vayancha, vayarivecha, or vayichilchas amon. It has to be a bechina of vayancha, and it has to be a bechina of vayancha vayivecha. So hine, mepi elyoin leseitzei orois vatoiv. But Salaim Hashem, but Haro is gone as a toiv. In the rock, is gone as the toiv. Ki kol mashen nishpa me'ite yizbarach hu toiv. Af shenir Haro. Everything that comes from Hashem, every ashpah that comes from the boy of Shalem is toiv. Even if it looks bad. Ika kavanu la toiv. The toiv is gone. In the oini, lies all the toiv, lies all the oisha. It's not ready to come yet. The boy of Shalem is machshava by giving the oini, in order that we should be poina for him, and all the toiv is ready. But the toiv is gone. Looks like it's ra. The whole toiv is gone as there. Everything is the telas adam. I can cry on the mudi Hashem. Hashem is milchum. Lamdem kinizka v'mokam achra. Ben Shalom is teaching them. So the keeping back, the withholding, the shefa is only the hachana to be mashpia the shefa. Zeo ani kel shakai shomati lelo midai ki lo shem dai uikus hashecha shefa shli zra beez galis vuhu mitama omal vahoven. Everything that happens, and there's a toiv in everything. Even the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's a pasuk in Eicha. Even the Churban Beis HaMikdash licked a toiv in them. But you have to understand, you have to have your gear to understand the toiv. So Rabbi Kiva was the sod of Torah Shebal Peh. So he's the sod of the Yegiyah. So he understood the chesed of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So he left. He saw the Churban because Pshat is he understood the toiv. He was margish the toiv was licked in a Churban. He was margish the toiv that licked in an oini. Look what brought him to Yiddishkeit. A little water, a little stone, and noch a bissel. It's a mardika tzimtzum. But eventually made a hole. Like that's why it says that the motor comes bit drop by drop, like also this week's parasha. Yarav kamata likhi. It comes by drop by drop. But we have to realize if it comes in one go, it's a mabble. The mabble was a rochni stick away that we're not ready. They weren't ready to be makabal the shefa. If you're not ready to makabal the shefa, then the person's boyet in the shefa. The rain has to come down drop by drop. Oh, but it's rain. Brocha. How much is the zama of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Rega, one rega. It's lema. Kamo, who lashin kamus adova. Kamo zama. Kamo is kamus. The kamo zama. It's lema. Hakamus shel zama. Who rega? Rega is lashin hagora. Hagora means to make a split. Actually, he brings down here lashin bikua. Shel dea zam. In other words, through the din. How much is the kamus of the zama of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Rega, enough to make a regoya, enough to make a bekiya. When you make a bekiya, then the person's ready pointed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then all the thing comes out. That's why a bunch of them. Before they got the Bizus Ayam, they were in a Moedika Matzav of Chavayzako Hashem. They were lost. They were a hopeless Matzav. They were in. Came to the Yamsuf here and from there, from this side and that side, trapped from other side. It was a terrible Matzav. And that was Achonah for the Bizus Ayam. That made a Bekia. That they called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzako Hashem. Yitzako Hashem, then you have the Achonah. Now you can have the Bizus Ayam. That's the Bekia's Yamsuf. That's why Ficha Koshim is a nice shlodim, that's why the mezainus of a person is Koshim Kikris Yom Zvitam Omer. She was a nice of Gamkin, Hutzrichu Litzantzim Ka Omer. There's mezainus also Hutzrichu Litzantzim Ka Omer. Kel Shakai She Omer Lei Lomei Dai. What did he say? Chinas Kriyas Yamsuf. Sheyi Bekiya Kamar El Vazel. Shem Zamanim Heim Rak Kriyas Yamsuf. Kasheik Mekiya Moetes Kedei Lahavi Yosei Laseichel. Al Dei Zeh Yuftach Arachmonus Vatoiv Nimtza Koil Toiv Shein Ra Yerid Kanal Moedi Kazach. Kashem is a nice sir. Bunch of makes it like a Kriyas Yamsuf. Starts a Bekiya. God starts a Bekiya. Maseches Baruchas. Amch Yisrael Tzrichim Panos. Amch Yisrael Tzrichim Panos. First is a Bekiya that we should be pointed to Hashem. And then Avada Avada. All the shefa will come down. On the days I need the chasta, she needs a nabat she karoa, b'yosei rav chesed, mitzamtzim atoiv, kedi she yeh bekiya kasher ha-mekabel. The bekiya is going to be the share, how much the mekabel can be mekabel, because if it's too much, it'll be boyed. Chakach kasheshov, when the person turns back to Hashem, yuftach ha-rachmona. So then tzak kodesh baruch, roitze lehiti, b'chasornim la-mekabelim. Bunch of them is held in one being mekach, and one being mashpia. The chesaron is the mekabelus to be a kli. The zeru shem pasach anoichi Hashem leikacha. Hatzalima anoichi Hashem shumidus rachamim. Shumidus rachamim roitza lehitiv. Rakelikecha adinim heim ibchinosecha. I'm saying anoichi Hashem. Anoichi havaya. Havaya is the loshen rachamim. Loshen hashpa to be mashpia. Over elikecha. The problem is, you got to be mekabel. Chein ani Hashem leikecha mahoven. Only time the kabbal. The Baruch Shalom, everything licked at toiv, and that's it's a big mandrega to be makir toiv. Big mandrega to be makir the toiv, to be makir the toiv. That's why it's talking called hakaras the toiv. Because it's to be able to see the toiv in everything. See that even if it looks like it's not toiv, it's only so that when the toiv does come, it should really be makir masik the toiv. That's the whole sod. It's the whole sod of the Bisham Indush. The whole sod v'yivas esos is a b'chayra. Hashem, he didn't want to avoid it. He didn't want to avoid it. It goes against esos whole zach. Or it's nothing to bnei adam. Is it's all mine? I should be makid toiv to somebody. The person doesn't want to be makid toiv to somebody. That's the v'yivas esos a b'chayra. K'neged there after mechisa malik, then starts the bikur. And so Rashi says no in there. Tachas asher levatat as Hashem lekecha b'simcha. Batuv Levov Meroiv Koil. So the Heilige Rashi Hakodesh, Meroiv Koil Ba'oy Shahoy Lacha Kol Tuv Kol Toiv. Pasha starts Bikurim. Bikurim is a Koras Atoiv. Koras Atoiv. That's the whole meaning of Bikurim. So that person should serve Hakodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Meroiv Simcha, because Alpi Emes, the Toiv is the Tainug. Rabbein Shlaim's Tainug in the Bria. It's the Toiv. The Toiv is the Rabbein Shlaim's Tainug in the Bria. And the tiny is that the person gets the toiv, he should feel a mardika simcha. The greatest means of dveikus in the Rebbein Shalom is when he sends you what's the hit, the Rebbein Shalom says is the chiyas. It's the chiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kabi Yochel. HaToiv is the chiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the toiv. So the person is dovek to the chiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the biggest simcha. The toiv that we get from Rebbein Shalom has to bring us to a mardika dveikus and a mardika bechina of toiv. And if it's not, so then that's the terrible klala. The chachis amalek, the end of kiseitzei, should have been pashut that we should have a karas atoyev. Should be pashut with the mikurim, b'choyer, should be pashut in a karas atoyev. That's also not just panosi and in ashiris, also in the heilig atoyev, a person masig. The person must realize that even Rebbein Shalom gave him a zach, he worked hard, and he can think to himself, no, so it's masig, no. So I worked so hard, and now I've got twice as a kasher. It's also not a way to look at it. Fakir, the Rebbein Shalom gave you matana, you've got to live in that matana, you've got to realize the toiv. The more you realize the toiv, even in a little piece of Torah, is the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send the person Hashpa. The sod is that the person's got to learn Torah the Shema, got to realize that everything in the Shema means everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, hey, everything's come from the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the beginning of learning the Heilige Torah Hashpa. Okay, seems like such a posh kuzach, but Chazal tell us it's called Hakaras Atoyev. It's something to be makir. It's this is something that we have to be lucky. Chesukas is b'chag ha'osif. Chesukas is b'chag ha'makros ha'toyim. It's a chag in the b'samindash. Smachtem b'fnei Hashem l'kirich b'shivas yom. Chag ha'osif, staying in b'samindash. Agam tzavoch, the whole week of Sukas. Bringing in the big hashpah, bringing in a raif koil into your house. All the tefuah. Make sure you go to the b'samindash and spend smachtem b'fnei Hashem l'kirich. B'fnei Hashem l'kirich b'shivas yom. In Beis HaMikdash Taka, there was a mitzvah of 7 days. Tilas Luluf. 7 days. Outside the Beis HaMikdash is under the Sukkos. Inside the Beis HaMikdash, the Reis was Ein Yom. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbanan most of the Sukkos. Sukkos is a place to have time to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because it's Chag HaOsef. It's like a Bikurim. You bring it into your house. So you got to first go to the Beis HaMikdash and see it. And go to the Har HaToiv. See the Bechoyer. See the Be'inin of Bechoyer. See the void in the Beis HaMikdash, and then when your person is so full, intrinsically full of his Akaras HaToiv, then he can start taking his Tefuah home. Yeah, that's the Torah Shabbat. Okay.